Hey friends, if you're listening to this on December 31st, there is a good chance the world around you is getting louder. Someone somewhere is planning fireworks. Someone else is counting down. There's noise building toward midnight. But this episode isn't for the noise. This is for the quiet space right before the year ends. The moment when the calendar hasn't flipped yet. But you can feel it leaning forward. That strange in-between place where we start asking ourselves how the year actually went. Not the version we post, but the honest one. This episode isn't about goals. It's not about resolutions. It's not about becoming a better version of yourself by January 1st. This is about staying. By the time we reach the end of a year, most of us are carrying more than we expected to. Not just memories or milestones, but weight. The kind that doesn't always have language. It settles in quietly, behind the ribs, in the pauses between conversations, in the moments where we realize something didn't turn out the way we imagined it would. What makes this time strange isn't just reflection. It's comparison. We don't only look back at what happened. We measure it against what we thought should have happened. And when those two don't line up, it's easy to assume the gap means failure or wasted time or missed faith. But faith doesn't work on a spreadsheet. Just the disciples didn't end their years with Jesus feeling accomplished. They ended them changed, often without realizing how or when it happened. Growth didn't arrive with announcements. It showed up quietly, embedded in the way they stayed when it would have been easier to leave. And that matters, especially for those of us who feel like this year didn't produce anything dramatic. No big breakthrough, no tidy testimony, just survival mixed with obedience. And obedience mixed with exhaustion. There's a temptation at this point to rush towards resolution, to clean things up mentally so we can move forward without discomfort. But scripture doesn't show us a God who rushes people past unfinished moments. It shows us a God who stays inside them. The disciples lived with unresolved tension constantly. They followed Jesus while misunderstanding him. They trusted him without knowing where the road led. They believed without clarity, and Jesus didn't withdraw because of that. He stayed close. And that closeness is easy to romanticize when we read the Gospels. But living it looks different. It looks like walking without answers, staying engaged even when faith feels quieter than it used to. It looks like choosing honesty over performance. A lot of us are ending this year still asking questions we didn't expect to carry this long. Some of them are about God. Some are about ourselves. Some about the future we thought would be clearer by now. And those questions don't disqualify us from faith. They place us squarely inside it. The disciples didn't have certainty when they followed Jesus. They had proximity. And proximity did more for them than certainty ever could have. If we're honest, many of us are tired in a way rest alone won't fix. It's not just physical fatigue. It's the weirdness that comes from holding hope and disappointment at the same time. From praying and waiting, trusting without seeing much change. From staying when leaving would have been simpler. That kind of weirdness doesn't mean faith is failing. It usually means faith is being exercised. We don't talk enough about the cost of endurance, about how much strength it takes to remain soft in a world that rewards hard edges. But how much courage it takes to keep turning towards God when the answers don't come quickly. About how often staying is the bravest thing we do. The disciples understood that long before they understood theology. They stayed when crowds thinned. They stayed when teachings confused them. They stayed when fear made them question everything. And when they didn't stay perfectly, Jesus didn't discard them. He corrected them, yes, but he didn't abandon them. He kept walking with them, shaping them, kept them present, and didn't pressure them. And that pattern matters for us now. As this year closes, it's okay if faith feels less emotional than it once did. Because emotion isn't the measure of devotion. It's okay if prayer feels simpler, quieter, or less dramatic. God doesn't require volume to hear us. It's okay if obedience has felt repetitive rather than inspiring. Faithfulness often looks boring from the outside. What matters is that we're still responsive, still listening, open, willing to be shaped, even when the shaping feels slow. And there's something profoundly honest about ending a year without a triumphant conclusion, without wrapping things up neatly, pretending everything makes sense. Faith doesn't require closure to continue. It only requires willingness. Jesus never told his disciples to understand everything before following him. He invited them to follow while they were learning. And learning is rarely linear. Some days feel like progress. Others feel like standing still. Many feel like going backwards before moving forward again. And all of that is still part of the journey. And if this year taught us anything, it may be that control was always more illusion than reality. Plans shifted, expectations changed, certainty proved fragile, and maybe that realization isn't defeat. Maybe it's humility. Humility makes room for trust. The disciples didn't become strong by managing outcomes. They became strong by releasing control and staying near Jesus. They learned to trust his presence more than their predictions. And that kind of trust doesn't come from confidence. It comes from experience. And experience often comes through endurance. So, if you're ending this year without answers, clarity, without the sense that you arrived anywhere spiritually, let that be okay. You weren't meant to arrive. You were meant to follow. Following sometimes looks like walking into the unknown. Sometimes it looks like standing still. And sometimes it looks like resting without resolution. What often gets lost when we talk about faith is how ordinary most of it feels while it's happening. We tend to recognize growth only in hindsight. In the moment, it usually feels like repetition. The same prayers, doubts, same questions resurfacing in slightly different forms. And that can be discouraging if we expect progress to always look like change we can point to. And the disciples lived inside that tension constantly. They walked with Jesus every day and still struggled to grasp what he was doing. They listened to him teach and still misunderstood his intent. They watched miracles and still felt fear. Their transformation didn't come from a single moment of clarity. It came from accumulated exposure to his presence. That's important. because many of us assume faith should feel different by now. More settled, confident, resolved. And when it doesn't, we start to wonder whether something's stalled. But spiritual maturity doesn't remove uncertainty. It changes how we carry it. Early faith often leans heavily on feeling, passion, excitement, certainty. But over time, faith learns how to function without constant reinforcement. It becomes quieter, steadier, less reactive. That doesn't mean it's weaker. Often, it means it's deeper. See, the disciples didn't lose their faith when confusion entered the story. Confusion became part of the formation. They learned how to trust without understanding, how to obey without explanation, how to stay present when outcomes weren't clear. Those lessons prepared them for everything that came later. We're often tempted to believe clarity comes first and obedience follows. Scripture shows us the opposite. Obedience usually comes before clarity. Trust forms in the act of following, not before it. The disciples didn't wait for reassurance before walking behind Jesus. They walked, and reassurance met them along the way. And that pattern hasn't changed. A lot of us are ending this year more aware of our limits than our victories. That awareness can feel uncomfortable, especially if we've been taught to measure faith by momentum. But limits aren't a failure of faith. They are an invitation to rely less on ourselves. The disciples learned that lesson slowly and repeatedly. They argued about importance. They reacted impulsively. They misunderstood Jesus' priorities, and yet he continued to include them. He continued to teach them. He continued to trust them with responsibilities, even when they didn't feel ready. Jesus didn't require polished faith. He worked with available faith. That truth matters as we stand at the edge of a new year. We don't need to promise ourselves transformation we can't sustain. We don't need to pressure faith into something louder or more impressive. We don't need to pretend we're entering the next season with confidence if what we actually have is willingness. Willingness is enough. The disciples changed because they stayed long enough for Jesus to reshape their instincts. Over time, fear turned into courage. Impulsiveness softened into wisdom. Self-interest gave way to service. And those shifts didn't happen quickly, and they didn't happen evenly. Growth rarely does. And that should comfort us. If we feel inconsistent, we're not disqualified. If our faith wavers, we're not behind. If we're still learning how to trust, we're exactly where discipleship happens. Jesus never treated the process as a problem. He treated it as the point. So, as this year closes, it's worth acknowledging how much quiet work faith has done beneath the surface. How many moments required restraint instead of reaction? How many times we chose to pause rather than push? How often we stayed open when it would have been easier to disengage? Those choices shaped us more than we realize. And we don't always see growth while it's forming. We notice it later when something that once unsettled us no longer carries the same weight. When patience shows up where it didn't before. When trust feels less dramatic, but more dependable. The disciples didn't recognize their transformation until they were living on the other side of it. Only then could they see how much had changed. And we may not see it yet either. That doesn't mean it isn't happening. The end of a year has a way of amplifying what remains unresolved. Unanswered prayers, lingering questions, disappointments we didn't anticipate carrying this long. And there's a quiet grief in realizing some things won't be finished neatly. But faith doesn't require completion to continue. It just requires honesty. Jesus didn't abandon the disciples when the story became uncertain. He didn't step away when fear took over. He stayed. Even when they scattered. Even when they doubted. Even when they struggled to believe what was right in front of them. That same faithfulness carries us now. So if this year left you tired rather than triumphant, reflective rather than resolved, that doesn't mean it was wasted. It may mean it did its work quietly. It may mean it taught endurance instead of excitement. It may mean it formed trust in a way that won't show itself until later. Not every season produces visible fruit immediately. Some seasons deepen roots, and roots matter more than we often realize. So as we step forward the new year, there's freedom in realizing the need to define what comes next. We don't have to decide who will be or how faith will look by a certain date. We don't have to rush ahead of grace. We're allowed to carry what we're still learning. Jesus didn't hurry his disciples into understanding. He walked with them until understanding grew naturally. And he's still doing that. If nothing else, feel certain that this year's closes. Let this be enough. We didn't walk alone. We didn't figure everything out, but we didn't walk away. We stayed present. We stayed willing. We stayed open. And that kind of faith lasts. And it's more than enough to carry us forward. And Jesus has always met people there. So let's close out this year together. And I just want to slow down and say thank you. Truly. Thank you for choosing to spend your time here. Thank you for listening when you could have been doing 100 other things. Thank you for showing up with your questions, your weariness, your hope, and your willingness to keep walking with Jesus, even when the road feels unclear. This podcast exists because you're here. Because you listen. Because you lean in instead of scrolling past. I started Unpolished by Called back in September without a master plan. But I had a desire to talk honestly about faith and create a space where people could breathe instead of perform. And somehow you found your way here. And that still humbles me. If you're ending this year tired, uncertain, or quietly proud of yourself for simply making it through, know this. Staying matters. Quiet faith matters. And Jesus sees every step you took that no one else noticed. I'll be taking a very short pause as you step into the new year. And the next new episode will be waiting for you on January 5th. Not because the conversation is over, but because rest is part of faith too. If you'd like to support this podcast or explore devotionals and resources for your own walk with God, everything lives at katherineschaefer.com. You can also find my Facebook where I'm active and post regularly with the same name, Katherine Schaefer. Thank you for trusting me with your time. Thank you for listening with open hearts. Thank you for walking this year out alongside me. And we'll step into the next season together, still learning, still following, still unpolished, and still called. Happy New Year, friends.